Welcome, welcome everyone to Gems with Curry Glassell. I almost said welcome to Blog Talk Radio because years ago I did a Blog Talk Radio show, but this is not Blog Talk Radio. This is Gems, a podcast with me, Curry Glassell. So, you know, over the weekend and actually in the past 24 hours, I was finishing up proofreading for the 130 millionth, jillionth time, it seems like, my book. And as I was going over my book, I was asking questions like, what do people really desire to hear or require to hear about how you can change your financial life? And I tend to, and I always have since I was a little girl, believed in magic. I mean, the stories of Merlin and Camelot were my favorite. And then the amazing C.S. Lewis books, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Oh my gosh, I so wanted a closet that I could walk through and be in another reality. I was like, dude, this so works for me. Where's my closet and where's my other reality? You know, I tried drugs. I thought, oh, look at that. I can smoke pot and be in a different reality. Well, that kind of didn't work out so well. It started out kind of well. However, what I found is that pot was like, it kept me, like I was in the present okay, but it didn't allow me to perceive the actual future or how to change the past. So I just kind of had this really easygoing present. But then I went through all that stuff and, you know, got through in and out of God knows what kind of different rehabilitatory situations. So finally, I, of course, stopped doing drugs. It was, thank God, I chose that. Anyway, so then I started on this path of, okay, so what is my life about? Okay, so what do I need to be and do? What makes me happy? Well, I thought marriage would make me happy. Well, I thought having babies would make me happy. Well, I thought, well, you know, I've got enough money. I'm comfortable. You know, that's cool. I don't really need to go out and work. My father had provided a nice little nest egg, even though it was sort of controlled by other people, and I was comfortable. And that, my friends, is the topic I want to talk about. The doom of feeling comfortable. The minute you feel comfortable is the minute you don't create your future. And that is, of course, what I did. I was comfortable. I thought I had it all. I had a wonderful husband, a house, two little babies, and I was in my ideal scenario. This was what life was supposed to be about. And I liked my husband's career at the time. I was helping him. We were doing this sort of, quote, missionary work. We were on the road, changing the world, you know, for me and thee and Jesus and all that kind of stuff. And then reality sank in and I was like, oh my God, you know, while he was out working, I was changing diapers. And I'm like, WTF, what am I doing here? Beside the fact, the majority of the money that we lived off of while we were starting our, quote, missionary adventures belonged to me. And it was going fast. And so, unfortunately, the reality brought up so many difficulties between us that we found that our relationship was not going to work out. And so we chose to divorce. And to make a long story short, the point of this podcast is not to like remind you about how upsetting things in life can be, but I'd like to talk about, are you comfortable? Are you comfortable enough to stop creating your life? Or are you willing to enjoy the discomfort of not having enough to encourage you to go beyond? Now, what is going beyond mean? Well, for me, I had to get uncomfortable enough to ask a question like, what the F am I doing with my life? And that question alone began to bring me into books and seminars and where I eventually started taking an Access Consciousness class. So what question do you need to ask that will bring you out of comfort and bring you out of the pain and the suffering of where you currently are? What question would that be? Would it be, how the fuck do I get out of this? That's a great place to start. But also, would you be willing to look at how did you get into it? What did you choose that landed you in the position of not creating your future? And if you can go, oh man, I chose this, then you can immediately begin to go, what can I choose different today? Like right away, this 10 seconds, while you're listening to me on the radio, you can acknowledge and change. It takes 10 seconds or less, really 1 second, to make a different choice, a different point of view that can catapult you, if I can say it, into a different future, which would be like walking through the door of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe into a different reality. All you have to ask today is, what can I be and do different today to change my financial reality, or to change my relationship reality, or to change the way I work, the way I create? What can I be and do different today? What can I choose that nobody else is willing to choose? Do you get that you're different from everybody else, and it's a good thing? I know when we're teenagers, we think it's the bad thing. It like sucks being different. I mean, I remember going to the smoking room to try and be cool, to be like everybody else. Today, as an adult, as a person in this reality, looking to create a better financial reality, looking to create a better relationship reality, looking to create better family interactions, your choice is what will begin the creation. Whew, that's a lot of information. And how much fun can you have with one piece of it? And what can you hear today? You know, perhaps today you can hear something, and then 6 months from today, you can hear something else. I mean, that's how it was for me. It was a process of choosing to go forward, choosing to change, and choosing to look at where I had created the disaster I called my life. So, what would you like to choose and change today? One little question. What can you be and do different to create a different and a better reality tomorrow for your future? What can you add to your life? What can you be and do different? This is where I would like to leave you today, because I'm going to be talking over the next few weeks about creating a different reality for yourself. And it starts with looking at some different concepts, all of which, of course, are easily found on www.accessconsciousness.com, or you can go to my website, curryglassell.com. Because these are tools that changed my life, and I'd love for you to have the opportunity to look at them and see if any of them work for you too. So come back soon. I hope to talk to you soon, and I hope you guys are having an awesome day. And what questions can you ask to change your reality today and in the future? One little question. You could ask, would you like a different reality in the future? That would be a great place to start. So if you would like a reality in the future, what would that future reality be like? Financially, relationship-wise, family-wise, work-wise, what would you like to be and do different? And how can you start that process? Just by thinking about it today, just by asking questions, you will begin to change your future. The question will always empower you, an answer and a result and a conclusion will always stop you. So my friends, good to talk to you. Good to be able to touch base with you, and hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.